பிரம்மானந்தம் பரமசுகதம் கேவலம் ஞானமூர்த்திம் த்வந்த்வாதீதம் ககனசத்ருஷம் தத்வமஸ்யாதிலக்ஷ்யம் ஏகம் நித்யம் விமலமசலம் சர்வதீ சாட்சிபூதம் பாவாதீதம் த்ரிகுணரஹிதம் சத்குரும் தம் நமாமி. விஷ்வம் தர்ப்பண த்ருஷ்யமான நகரீ துல்யம் நிஜாந்தர்கதம் ஷமானநகரீ துல்யம் நிஜாந்தர்கதம் விஷ்வம் தர்ப்பண த்ருஷ்யமானநகரீ துல்யம் நிஜாந்தர்கதம் தர்ப்பண த்ருஷ்யமானநகரீ துல்யம் நிஜாந்தர்கதம் பஷ்யன்னாத்மனி மாயயா பஹிரிவோத் பூதை யதா நித்ரயா பஷ்யன்னாத்மனி மாயயா பஹிரிவோத் பூதை யதா நித்ரயா பஷ்யன்னாத்மனி மாயயா பஷ்யன்னாத்மனி மாயயா பிரபோதசமயே ஸ்வாத்மானமேவாத்வயம் தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நமைதம் ஸ்ரீ தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே சாண்ட் தட் வாஸ் நோ பீஜஸ்யாந்தரிவாங்குரோ ஜகதிதம் ப்ராங் நிர்விகல்பம் புனஹ மாயா கல்பித தேச கால கலனா வைச்சித்ர சித்ரீகிருதம் மாயாவீவ விஜும்பயத்யபி மகாயோகீ வயஸ்வேச்சயா தஸ்மை ஸ்ரீ குருமூர்த்தயே நமைதம் ஸ்ரீ தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே பீஜஸ்யாந்தரிவாங்குரோ ஜகதிதம் ப்ராங் நிர்விகல்பம் புனஹ మాయా కల్పిత దేశ కాల కలనా వైచిత్ర చిత్రీకృతం మాయావీవ విజృంభయత్యపి మహాయోగీ వయస్వేచ్ఛయా తస్మై శ్రీ గురుమూర్తయే నమైదం శ్రీ దక్షిణామూర్తయే టు ది థర్డ్ వర్స్ టుడే ఆదిశంకర భగవత్పాద హాస్ గివెన్ ది ఎస్సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ వేదాంత ది ప్రస్థాన త్రయం కంప్లీట్లీ ఇన్ ది ఫోర్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ దక్షిణామూర్తి స్తోత్రం అండ్ ది ఎంటైర్ వేదాంత శాస్త్రం ది ఎంటైర్ ప్రస్థాన త్రయం ఈజ్ ఎలాబరేషన్ ఆఫ్ ది కంటెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫోర్ వర్సెస్ And as I told you, the first three verses of Dakshinamurti Stotram discuss the meaning of the Tattvamasi Mahavakya, Mahavakyam. And Tvam Pada Lakshyartha is discussed in the implied meaning of the word Tvam in the Mahavakyam Tattvamasi is discussed in the first verse. Which is an analysis of the truth of the individual. And the second verse discusses the Tatpada Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of the word Tat in the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, which is Paramatma. So, truth of Jivatma as pure consciousness is discussed in the first verse. The truth of Paramatma, the whole, being existence is discussed in the second verse. And we are entering into the third verse. Actually, everything will become much clearer only when I complete also all three verses. And the third verse, the verse which I am going to do today, discuss the meaning of the Asipada. Asipada Arthaha. Asipada Arthaha means what? What is the meaning of the word Asi? What is Asi literal meaning is what? Vachyartha means R, A-R-U. You are, isn't it? You are, that is literal meaning. But here Asi, what is the implied meaning of Asipada? Asipadam implies the Aikyam. Aikyam means what? Oneness. Asi padam, the word Asi in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam implies the identity, the oneness of identity between oneness of the Tatpada Artha Lakshyartha and Tvampada Lakshyartha, the individual and the total. So Sat being Chit and Chit being Sat is established by the word, by the meaning, as a meaning of the word Asi. And here, that means what, how to, before we go to the thing, we have to take the, remember the example of light here, always, before we go to the topic. If you see light, the light being the only entity, light is an independent entity. And this light, which is an independent entity, is never taken into account. We are not able to see that as an independent entity, an important entity also. Of course, we know, whenever we count the opaque objects which exist in the presence of light, we count only the opaque objects, we always miss out the light. And without which, even none of these opaque objects which are counted by us, which are taken into account, which are whose presence is considered, and even those opaque objects would not have had any countability at all without the presence of the light. In fact, it is the light which lends existence to an opaque object. We are only seeing the example now. We have not yet gone to the actual subject matter. Therefore, if we say, for us, why? That because light does not have, simply with reference to an opaque object, whenever we count the opaque objects, we always miss out the light, because light by itself does not have recognizability. You are not able to recognize the light. And if I show an opaque object in the light, then you can say what? What is that because of which the opaque object shines, if I ask you? And you say the light. Isn't it? So if you analyze that, I can say, as I told you, if I say this is a specs, now if this, what is this? If I say specs is. Specs is means it is dark, you cannot see the specs. Because there is light, you can see the specs. Now if you see, what is the association, connection between the light and the opaque object? Now you all know, light is that because of the presence of which the opaque object specs shines. What is the connection between the light and the opaque object? Light is, you have to remember this, light is an independent entity which does not depend upon the opaque object to come to light. That you know. Whereas opaque object has what now? Dependent existence. That you know very well. And if the light is not a part of the opaque object, is light a part of the opaque object? Light is not a part of the opaque object. Light is not a product of the opaque object. Light is not the property of the opaque object. Remember this very important point I'm saying. Light is not part of the opaque object. Light is not product of the opaque object. Light is not the property of the opaque object. But it is an independent entity which pervades the light, which pervades the opaque object. Light is an independent entity which pervades the opaque object. It makes the opaque object shine. Pervades the opaque object, it makes the opaque object shine. Is it clear? This is point number one, you have to remember. And this light is not affected or affected by anything which happens for the opaque object. Light is not affected or touched by the opaque object. The opaque object is, now the light is, opaque object shines. The opaque object comes and opaque object can go. Even in the absence of opaque object, light continues to exist. In the absence of opaque object also, light continues to exist. Here, just at present, we see the example. So light does not come and go. Isn't it? Opaque object, the presence of light, when it comes, it shines, it goes, still light continues to exist. But you have to understand here, when the opaque object is, light is manifest. Even though the opaque object does not shine by itself, it serves as an reflecting medium of the light. Therefore, what now? it makes the light recognizable. Even though opaque object cannot shine by itself, it is dependent on the light to come to light. But when the opaque object is present, isn't it? It serves as a reflecting medium, thereby light becomes what? Light is what now? Light being, light nothing. Now light is manifest. You're able to recognize light. Oh, because of the light alone, I'm able to see this. Therefore, light becomes manifest light. Not becomes, light is, now in the presence of opaque object, light is manifest. In the absence of opaque object, there is pure light. Isn't it? There is pure light. In the presence of opaque object, light is manifest light. In the absence of opaque object, light is pure light. Therefore, this light, we can say, the reference to this, with regard to this opaque object. Opaque objects are many, light is one. And light is also eternal, with reference to opaque object. With reference to opaque object, light is all pervasive, and then untouched by the opaque object. And it's an independent entity which pervades. This is the light. Same thing, we have to extend this example, what you understood here, to consciousness, and you have to see the same thing with to the existence also. If we take the individual, we saw in the very first verse, what is the truth of the individual, the truth of the individual, the existence of the individual is existence dot what is that which lends existence to the individual is pure consciousness. Truth of the individual is pure consciousness, and which is understood as the very content of I, as a subject of knowledge, as the content of the knower. So here this consciousness, if you say consciousness is not a part or a property or the product of the body, mind, sense complex. Consciousness is one and is independent entity. Consciousness is an independent entity which is not dependent on the body, mind, sense complex for its existence. It is not a part, it is not a property, it is not a product of the body, mind, sense complex. Whereas this consciousness as independent entity pervades the entire body and enlivens the entire body, mind, sense complex. And this is not touched by, affected by anything which happens to the body, mind, sense complex. The problems of the body, mind, sense complex do not affect the consciousness. And this consciousness is not limited by boundaries of the body, mind, sense complex. It goes beyond. Mean what now? It extends to everything. Mean what now? It is not limited. Consciousness is not limited. Just as space is not limited by any enclosure, boundaries of the enclosure, so also consciousness is not limited by the boundaries of the body, mind, sense complex. And when the body, mind, sense complex is consciousness continues to survive even when the body, mind, complex is not there. Consciousness is ever present, isn't it? Ever present, what? Consciousness is always. When the body, mind, complex is, consciousness is manifest. When the body, mind, complex is not, there is pure consciousness. So consciousness is one, consciousness is independent, consciousness is eternal, consciousness is untouched, unaffected, and consciousness is one non-dual, independent, you know, entity which pervades the entire body maintenance complex. And we explain the same thing if you see. This is the Lakshartha, Tvampada, isn't it? Tvampada Lakshartha is Chit, the pure consciousness, the Chaitanyam. This is what is Chaitanyam. And how do you understand that Chaitanyam is available, never available for objectification? It's available for recognition only as the subject of knowledge, as the content of I, as the knower. Knower of the mind, in fact. First you analyze who the knower is, analyze the three states of experience, you arrive at it as pure, what pure consciousness is, as the knower. Then if we take now Paramatma, what is the Tatpada Lakshyartha? Pure existence. Paramatma is a Jiva Atma. So now if we drop the word Jiva, what is Atma? Pure consciousness. Now we can drop the word Paramatma or Parama. So just take Atma is what now? Pure existence. What is Paramatma? Pure existence. If we take this existence, again if we say existence, the whole jagat, the every object in the jagat, when you say it is existent, jagat is existent means jagat is, you cannot, because you're experiencing the jagat, you're experiencing a given object in front of you, because it is existent. You cannot experience an object which is not existent. You're experiencing an object because it is existent. And you're experiencing the object, it is existent means it has what? It enjoys existence. Jagat is means jagat is existent means jagat enjoys existence. Existence of the jagat is. So every object, when you say asti, 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 when you say light asti, mic asti, cup asti, when anything you say asti, is means that object enjoys existence. We are experiencing existence. What now? In every nama rupa, when you are experiencing any nama rupa, you are experiencing existence along with the nama rupa. Just how, when you are experiencing the wave, you are experiencing the water along with the nama rupa wave. Similarly, you are experiencing existence when you are experiencing every nama rupa. When you say flower, what is this? Is a flower? When you say we are all experiencing the bunch of flowers here means, and we are not only experiencing just the flower, you are experiencing the existence of the flower. Isn't it? That means what? We are experiencing existence along with the nama rupa. You never experience any object without existence. Every object you are experiencing along with the experience of existence. Imagine one object which you can experience without existence. Form is, form existence is. Sound is, sound existence is. Smell is, smell existence is. Taste is, taste existence is. Chillness is, chillness existence is. Heat is, heat existence is. Freshness is, freshness existence is. Dullness is, dullness existence is. There's no object, subtle or gross, which is experienced without the existence. In experiencing every nama rupa, you're experiencing existence. And this existence, we are not able to think about pure existence. Please understand, we can always experience object existence with Namarupa. Never do we experience pure existence. We cannot experience pure existence. Understand now? If you want to remember, it is like, if you want to know pure light, what you have to do? When you see the opaque object in the presence of light, and you experience manifest light with what? Through the opaque object. You want to know the pure light, what should you do? Cognitively, intellectually, you have to remove the opaque object and see, you can experience the pure light. What is that now? You can cognitively remove the opaque object. Removing what? Not removing. Light minus opaque object is pure light. Light with the opaque object is manifest light. Is it clear now? Light without opaque object is pure light. Light with opaque object is manifest light. Pure light, manifest light. Similarly, but here you can, light is a gross object, it is easy to understand. But existence, when you say, when you are experiencing any Namarupa, any object, you are experiencing what? Existence. What existence? Manifest existence. Every Namarupa, any name and form, every object becomes a manifest, any existent object. We do not think about a non-existent object, like rabbit's horn. Okay? Any existent object becomes a manifesting medium for existence. When you say Mike is, means Mike's existence is. Then Mike, existence of Mike is what now? Mike is a manifesting medium for what? Existence. Therefore, existence, there is a manifest existence. You want to know what is pure existence, then remove the object. What is there is pure existence. An object plus, is it? Existence is pure, manifest existence. An object minus existence is zero. Okay? There's no existence then. Existence minus Namarupa, an object is what? Pure existence. Am I confusing you? Okay. But this pure existence cannot be objectified. Pure existence cannot be objectified. It's a very important point. Pure existence cannot be objectified. What you are experiencing is the manifest existence. What is pure existence? Existence minus Namarupa is pure existence. Existence minus object is pure existence. The pure existence you can never objective experience because it is not an object. It is not available for objectification. Therefore, that pure existence is available for recognition only as pure consciousness, as the subject of knowledge. Pure consciousness is never available for objectification because it is not an object. It is the very subject of, isn't it? And it's pure consciousness, which is the pure subject, isn't it? It is available for recognition as a subject of knowledge alone, is manifest as what? Existence. Manifest existence. Consciousness alone is manifest as existence. And a pure consciousness is the pure existence. Pure existence is pure consciousness. Why can't we experience pure existence? Because it is not an object. The pure existence consciousness is you. Therefore, you, it's like pure consciousness existence happens to be you. You can't experience, you can't know that as an object. You can't experience, it is not available for objectification. It is not an object. Is it clear now? Why can't we experience pure existence? Because pure existence is pure consciousness, which is you. Therefore, it cannot be objectified. It is not available for objectification. That's, we can analyze this. You will think about your deep sleep state. Whole jagat is resolved. Jagat now in waking state, jagat asti. Jagat is when you say the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, the pure existence is manifest as what? The existence of the jagat. When the jagat is resolved, jagat is not there, what is there now? Pure consciousness is. Pure existence is there as the pure consciousness without the jagat. It's clear now? When you wake up, there is manifest knowledge, manifest existence, manifest consciousness. The jagat is not there, pure existence, which is pure consciousness. Is it clear? So this is what happens. So punaha, we saw in the last class, remember, the whole jagat, when it becomes manifest, then existence is, there's a manifest existence. Consciousness alone is manifest as the existence. The existence of every Namarupa is what? Reality, consciousness only. There is no Namarupam which can exist independently, no, without existence. That is why you had to see consciousness and this existence. We can say existence also is what? One, independent, all-pervasive, independent existence. This existence is not a part, product or property of the Namarupa. It pervades the, it's independent entity which pervades the Namarupa, and it is not untouched by the problems of the Namarupa also, and it continues to exist even when the Namarupa is not there. Existence continues to be there, survives. When the consciousness survives, even when the body mind complex is not there. Existence survives, even continues to be there, even when the Namarupam goes. Is it clear now? But this existence and consciousness are one and the same. That is revealed in the, we are doing the third verse today. In fact, next verse only, fourth verse only, we'll see different people of different schools of thought, how they negate. We'll see next verse. Yasyaiva spuranam sadatmakam asat kalpartagam bhasate sakshat tattvam asiti veda vachasa yo bodhayatyashritan yat sakshat karanad bhavena punaravrittir bhavambonidhau tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam Shri Dakshina Murtaye. Yasyaiva Spuranam Yasyaiva Spuranam Sadatmakam
Sadatmakam
Asat kalpartagam bhasate
Asat
kalpartagam bhasate Yasyaiva Spuranam
Yasyaiva Spuranam
Sadatmakam
Sadatmakam
Asat Kalpartagam Bhasate
Asat Kalpartagam Bhasate
Sakshat
Sakshat
Tattvamasiti Vedavachasa
Tattvamasiti Vedavachasa
Yo Bodhayatyashritan
Yo Bodhayatyashritan
Yasyaiva Spuranam
Yasyaiva Spuranam
Sadatmakam
Sadatmakam
Asat Kalpartagam Bhasate
Asat Kalpartagam Bhasate
Sakshat Tattvamasiti Vedavachasa
Sakshat Tattvamasiti Vedavachasa
Yo Bodhayatyashritan
Yo
Bodhayatyashritan Sakshat
Sakshat
Tattvamasiti Vedavachasa
Tattvamasiti Vedavachasa
Yo Bodhayatyashritan
Yo
Bodhayatyashritan Yat Sakshat Karanad
Yat Sakshat Karanad
Bhavena
Bhavena
Punaravrittir
Punaravrittir
Bhavambho Nidhau
Bhavambho Nidhau
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam
Shri Dakshina Murtaye
Shri Dakshina Murtaye
Yasyaiva Spuranam
Yasyaiva Spuranam
Sadatmakam
Sadatmakam
Asat Kalpartagam Bhasate
Asat Kalpartagam Bhasate
Sakshat
Sakshat
Tattvamasiti Vedavachasa
Tattvamasiti Vedavachasa
Yo Bodhayatyashritan
Yo
Bodhayatyashritan Yat Sakshat Karanad Bhavena
Yat Sakshat Karanad Bhavena
Punaravrittir
Punaravrittir
Bhavambho Nidhau
Bhavambho Nidhau
Bhavambho Nidhau
Bhavambho Nidhau
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam
Shri Dakshina Murtaye
Shri Dakshina Murtaye
So he says Yasya Eva Spuranam Yasya means whose Spuranam. Spuranam literally means awareness, consciousness. But here it is understood as manifestation. Yasya eva spuranam. Yasya eva spuranam means what? Whose manifestation? Yasya eva spuranam. Whose manifestation? Bhasate shines. Whose manifestation shines? Yasya means Yasya Paramatmanaha Spuranam. The Yasya Paramatmanaha Spuranam. Yasya means Yasya Paramatmanaha Spuranam means the one Paramatma's manifestation. What is Paramatma here? Existence. So Yasya Spuranam means manifestation of existence. Yasya Eva Spuranam is equal to what now? Manifestation of existence. What is Paramatma absolutely? Existence. So Yasya means what? Paramatmanaha. Paramatmanaha means what? No, existence, isn't it? Of existence. Spurana means manifestation. very carefully saying this. Yes, Purana means the manifestation of Paramatma, the existence, pure existence. Okay? Bhagavataha Paramatmanaha Spuranam, you are now manifestation of Paramatma, the pure existence. Bhasate shines, manifestation shines. Where he says, in the form of what? How is manifestation of pure existence shines? How is the pure existence manifest? In what form is the pure existence shines as the manifest existence? Look at this. In what form does the pure existence shine as the manifest existence? Isn't it? Pure existence is there. What is pure existence? Beginningless, endless, changeless, independent, isn't it? Reality. And that pure existence is, pure existence now shines as what now? Manifest existence. It is manifest now. Sadatmakam. Sat means existence. Atmakam is in the form of. So pure existence, the Paramatma, shines, what now? There is manifestation of pure existence in the form of existence. Manifestation of pure existence in the form of existence. Sadatmakam in the form of existence. Of what? He says, Asatkalpartagam. Asat kalpartha means every object in this universe is asat kalpartha. The whole jagat is asat kalpartha. Artha means an object. Asat kalpam is what now? The object which is as good as non-existent, a mithya, is said to be asat kalpartha. So asat kalpa means what? Asat kalpa means which a mithya, artha means object, asat kalpartha means every object which is mithya, is as good as non-existent, is called what? Every namarupam, every object. Asat kalpartha means object. An object, any object in this universe is said to be asat kalpartha because it is as good as non-existent, it does not have independent existence, it is mithya. Therefore, any object is said to be what now? Asat kalpartha. And here, in every object, so asat kalpartha is equal to what? Any object. And asat kalpartha gam means, which is in, okay, the existence is in the form of existence of every object. Existence in the form of the existence of every object is called what now? Asat kalpartagam. The pure existence is manifest as the existence of every object. Asat kalpa, sadatmakam. See, there is manifestation of pure existence, the Paramatma, in the form of existence, isn't it? Form of existence of what? In the form of the existence of every object. Okay, now, there is a manifestation of pure existence. In what form is it manifest? Existence only. Pure existence is manifest as the existence of the mithya object. Existence of every object here, not mithya, don't say mithya. Object is mithya. Any object is mithya only. Don't use a mithya object. There's no satya object, okay? Mm-hmm. Any object is mithya only. So every object is what? No, there is existence of every object is what? Manifest existence. That already I prepared you to understand this. You may be very, very subtle, you know. Pure existence is manifest as the existence of every object. What is Paramatma? Existence. Where is Paramatma now? In the form of every existence of every object. When you say tree is, light is, jagat is, hunger is, appetite is, no, thirst is, no, perception is. When you say everything is, in every object, what is there? Existence. That existence is what? Paramatma only. Pure existence only. Paramatma means pure existence. Don't think Paramatma means something, because we have already mind is used to something else for Paramatma, Paramatma. Paramatma means pure existence. That pure existence, Paramatma, is manifest as the existence of every object, which is Asatkalpa, Asatkalpartha. Okay? Asatkalpartagam bhasate. Yasyeva spuranam bhasate. Wait, what now? Now you can say, what is that existence? Pure consciousness. Isn't it? The pure consciousness, the pure awareness, which is Paramatma. Look at this. The pure consciousness, if you remove, now if you're really speaking, there's no such thing as two, Parama and Jiva. It's only Atma. The all-pervasive reality, the only all-pervasive reality, which is pure consciousness, and which is the pure consciousness alone, which is pure existence also, is what now? This manifest. So Spuranam, we can say, is a manifestation of pure existence, the Paramatma, which is pure consciousness. As what now? In the form of what? Manifestation is in what form? In the form of existence of every object in the world. That alone shines here. The whole jagat shines, every kalpartagam bhasate. Existence shines. How? Existence shines as the existence of the Namarupa. A pure existence alone shines as the existence of the Namarupa. Like what? Existence of H2O alone shines as the existence of the wave. Existence of light alone shines as the existence of opaque object. So pure existence alone shines as existence of any object. Is it clear now? Why? Because object Namarupa cannot exist if the existence is not. Without existence you can't think of a Namarupa. Understand? When the Namarupam is not there, pure existence is. The jagat is, there is manifest existence. Jagat is not pure existence. Jagat comes, we know already. Jagat comes into, becomes manifest. And jagat is there, jagat becomes manifest. That existence is manifest as the jagat. Jagat resolves, there is pure existence. In Srishti, what happens? There is manifestation of existence as the jagat. The whole jagat resolves, there is pure existence. Again, jagat becomes manifest, there is manifestation of existence. Whole jagat resolves, what happens to existence? Nothing happens. It continues to be there, isn't it? Jagat becomes manifest, existence is manifest. Jagat becomes resolved, pure existence. And what is that pure existence? Pure consciousness. That is the Atma. Isn't it? Therefore, he says here, yasyeva spuranam, yasya paramatmanaha spuranam. Whose pure knowledge, the pure awareness, which is pure existence alone, is there as the existence, sadatmakam, as existence, sat means existence. So the sat, where is it now? கல்பார்த்தகம். கல்பார்த்தம், கல்பார்த்த மீன்ஸ் அசத் கல்பார்த்த. அசத் கல்பார்த்த மீன்ஸ் எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் விச் இஸ் மித்யா இஸ் செட் டு பி அசத் கல்பார்த்த. அசத் கல்ப மீன்ஸ் அசத் கல்ப அர்த்தா இஸ் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். ஓகே, an object which is as good as non-existent, which is mithya, is said to be asat kalpartha. So here we say any object is, you can understand, asat kalpartha is equal to an object. So with this pure existence is, where does it shine now? Bhasutra bhasate, pure consciousness. The Paramatma, the pure awareness, the pure consciousness, the pure existence, which is Paramatma, isn't it? Which is there as what now? Bhasate shines. Sadatmakam in as the existence of what? Asat kalpartha. As existence of every object. Is it clear now? First line is clear or not? How many of you, please tell me. First line is clear or not?
Yes, sir.
What is
kalpa? Similar. Kalpa, we don't separate it. Which asat kalpa means which is as good as. When you want to say asat kalpa, we don't separate it, do it actually. Asat kalpa means sat kalpa, asat kalpa. Similar to, okay? Asat kalpa means as good as non-existent. Asat kalpa. Which is similar to a non-existent. Literally kalpa means similar. But here we don't go into detail, we just say asat kalpa means which is as good as non-existent. What is as good as non-existent? A mithya object, isn't it? So here we should not go, we are not interested in talking about the mithya thing here, but we're saying object. Isn't it? If you say the existence, water existence, what is, now water is the existence when you say the pure existence, the water is manifest as what? The wave, isn't it? Like that, here you can say, the pure existence, you don't go to that gross example here. The pure existence is pure consciousness, and that pure consciousness alone is there, shines as what now? As the existence, sadatmakam, where existence of what? Existence of every object. So he says, asat kalpartagam sadatmakam bhasate, spuranam bhasate. Is clear now? Pure existence is manifest as the existence of the namarupa, the object, every object in the world. Is clear now? Go next one. And that pure existence is what now? Pure consciousness alone. That is taught by whom now? Look at this. Sakshat tattvam asi iti veda vachasa yaha bodhayati ashritan. Now what happens now here? That existence is what now? Consciousness only. The existence is pure consciousness. So spuranam means consciousness. Also, so yasya paramatmanaha spuranam. Spuranam also means you take as manifestation, isn't it? There is the pure existence, which is pure consciousness, is manifest, you know, is there, as manifest as the existence of every mithya object which shines in the world. Which shines, every object which shines has enjoys what? Existence. And he says that existence is nothing but pure consciousness, which is that existence is, you can never objectify the pure existence. You can only experience the manifest existence in namarupa. When you are experiencing every namarupa, every asat kalpartha you are experiencing along with the asat kalpartha sat. What sat is it? Existence. Pure existence only you are experiencing in the form of existence of every namarupa. Is clear or not? First line is clear? Very important to understand. Why can't I experience pure existence? Why am I experiencing only the manifest existence? Because for existence to become manifest, there must be manifesting medium. In sleep, what happens? You will understand better. In sleep, the whole jagat is resolved. There is no manifesting medium. Therefore, there is pure existence. When the whole jagat is manifest, manifesting medium is there, isn't it? Then you can see the manifest existence also. But why can't you experience pure existence? Because pure existence is the pure consciousness, the subject you, the knower. Therefore, it is not an object. It cannot be objectified. Is it clear now? And that existence which is there, is the existence of every Namarupa, is what now? Nothing but pure existence. The existence of the jagat is manifest existence, and that existence of the jagat which is manifest existence is pure existence, which is actually you, the chaitanyam, chit, the consciousness. Therefore, you cannot experience pure existence. Is it clear now? That what the teacher says, pure existence is pure consciousness. Tat Tvam Asi, that pure existence is Paramatmanaha Spuranam, isn't it? That pure existence which is manifest in the form of the existence of every object here, is it? Is nothing but pure consciousness, you, iti, Tat Tvam Asi iti, Veda Vachasa Bodhayati. The teacher teaches now. No, the teacher is teaching, bodhayati. The teacher is teaching, he is unfolding the, by using the, through this Mahavakyam, Veda Vachasa, through this Vedantic declaration, Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, the teacher reveals the oneness of the identity between Tat and Tvam. Is it clear now? Tat Tvam Asi Iti Veda Vachasa Bodhayati. He does not say something what he knows. He teaches through what now? Veda Vachasa. Through unfoldment of the Tat Tvam Asi Mahavakyam, the teacher reveals what now? The teacher's the identity gives the, between the Jivatma and Paramatma. That means he reveals the oneness of existence and consciousness. Tattamasi Veda Vachasa, he teaches. Kaha Yaha Bodhayati, he teaches whom? Ashritan. The teacher teaches only those who take, what now? Those who surrender to the teacher. Ashritan Bodhayati. Ashritaha means those who surrender. The one who surrenders is called Ashritaha. Ashritan, those who surrender. So he says, Ashritan Bodhayati. Those who seek seriously knowledge and those who are committed to the pursuit of knowledge. You know, such people who surrender to the teacher for knowledge, and he teaches those students through what? Through the unfoldment of Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. And by unfolding the meaning of the Mahavakyam, what does the teacher teach? He teaches the oneness of the, is it? He makes it very clear, the existence being pure consciousness. Pure existence being pure consciousness. The oneness of pure existence and pure consciousness is revealed through the Mahavakyam and taught by the teacher. And he says, now when the teacher teaches, Yat Sakshat Karanat. Now next line now. Yat Sakshat Karanat. Sakshat Karanam. Again is what now? By recognizing the fact. Yat Sakshat Karanam. Sakshat Karanam means recognizing the fact of existence being pure consciousness. Recognition of the fact that existence is pure consciousness, or pure consciousness is nothing but pure existence. Sakshat Karanam means recognition of the fact that pure existence is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is nothing but pure existence. That understanding, recognition of the fact is what? Sakshat Karanam. You are not recognizing the Atma. You are not recognizing the existence. Why can't you recognize existence? Because existence is very consciousness. And consciousness is very you. So you cannot recognize yourself. If you are recognizing means what? You are making it an object. You are not recognizing the pure existence. You are not recognizing the pure consciousness. Because pure consciousness is pure existence, which is very you. You are only recognizing the fact of pure existence being pure consciousness. That is called Sakshatkaraha. Is it clear now? Recognition of the fact of the pure existence being pure consciousness. Pure consciousness being pure existence is Sakshatkaraha. The Sakshatkaraha happens. That is a vrittihi. Akhanda akara vritti jnanam. That's a thought. The thought rising of knowledge. You know that? People talk about the rising of knowledge. Knowledge rises in the form of a thought. Recognition rises in the form of a thought. When does the thought rise? Knowledge rises. Recognition rises. The form of a thought. What is the knowledge which should rise here? Pure existence is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is nothing but pure existence. This oneness of Chat, Sat and Chit is what now? This is a fact. This fact becomes recognized. There's a knowledge of the fact of the consciousness is existence. That thought rises. When does it rise? Bodhanena, isn't it? Through by teaching. How does he teach? Through the Mahavakyam. Through Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. The teacher teaches, unfolds the meaning of Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. That results in, the teaching results in the rising of the knowledge of what? Knowledge of the fact of the Chit and Sat being one and the same. Is it very clear or not? Yes. Teacher, you are not recognizing consciousness. You are not recognizing existence. Why you can't recognize? It is not an object. What is it then? Very you. When you say, you have negated everything as anatma here. Mind, body, sense complex, everything anatma, isn't it? What exactly are you? What is absolutely you? Isn't it? You are pure consciousness, pure awareness, which is nothing but pure existence. That pure existence is what now? Only as pure consciousness when the whole jagat is unmanifest, whole jagat is resolved as what? Bijasya antaha, isn't it? It is there as the seed bijam, then existence alone is there. As what? As pure consciousness. When the jagat becomes manifest, what is manifest now? Jagat becomes manifest, there is manifestation of existence. Jagat becomes unmanifest, there is pure existence. Jagat becomes manifest, there is manifestation of existence. Jagat becomes unmanifest, there is manifest, pure existence. What is this pure existence? Pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness. Therefore, are you recognizing pure consciousness? No. Are you recognizing pure existence? No. Why? It is not an object. Then what are you recognizing there? You are recognizing the fact that pure consciousness is pure existence. How do you recognize that fact? By the teaching. The teaching results in the rising of the vritti in your mind. What now? The knowledge of the fact. Now, through how does the teacher teach? Through the unfoldment of the Mahavakyam, Tat Tvam Asi. When that recognition of the fact happens in your mind, Yat Sakshat Karanat, by the recognition of the fact of the oneness of consciousness and existence, Paramatma and Jivatma, isn't it? The Atma. What is Atma now? Leave the words Parama and Jiva. Just say Atma is pure existence consciousness. Pure existence consciousness is what now? Atma. Parama and Jiva are what now? Names are, no, two, just from two standpoints. You see the same reality from two different standpoints. You say what now? As Jivatma and Paramatma. Isn't it? Jiva and Parama. Really speaking, Atma. Atma is pure existence consciousness, the all-pervasive reality. That Atma Chaitanyam is what now? One, this existence is consciousness. Consciousness is existence. This is a fact. This knowledge of this fact rises in the mind through the teaching. When this knowledge rises in the mind, knowledge of the fact rises in the mind, yet sakshat karanate, then what happens? That is jnanam. It is said to be what now? Jnanam. Akhanda akara vritti jnanam takes place, isn't it? The ascertained vision of the fact, not the vision of the Atma. Understand now? Ascertained vision of, doubt-free vision of the fact, that chit is sat and sat is chit is what now? That when happens, sakshat karanat, by the recognition of the fact, punaha again, punaravrittihi, punaravrittihi means, avrittihi literally means repetition, but punaravrittihi means rebirth, punarjanma, punaravrittihi means what now? Punarjanma, bhava ambo nidau na bhavet. Na bhavet will not happen. Sakshat karanate ambo nidau bhava ambo nidhi means ocean. Ambas means water. Nidhi means accumulation, collection. You know, reservoir can say. The reservoir of water is called ocean, isn't it? So, ambo nidhi means what? Ocean. And bhava ambo nidhi means what now? This beginningless, endless cycle of births and deaths, isn't it? Ocean of births and deaths is called Bhava Ambonidhi. So, in the ocean of births and deaths, what now? Punarjanma, the ocean of samsara, the rebirth does not happen again. Na bhavet, punaravrittihi na bhavet. That means what? Punaravrittihi, rebirth, na bhavet, does not happen. Where? In the ocean of samsara, in the ocean of cycle of births and deaths, does not happen. Punaravrittihi, bhava ambonidau, punaravrittihi na bhavet. Rebirth does not happen into the ocean of samsara. When? By what? By recognizing the fact of Jivatma Paramatma Aikyam, the oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma. Have you got it? Recognizing the fact that Sat and Chit are one and the same, when you recognize, then the recognition of the fact frees you from this bondage of samsara. To recognize the Sat and Chit being one and the same, what should you know? You should know what you are. You are not the body, maintenance complex must be very clear. You are pure consciousness must be very clear. If you know what pure consciousness is, then only you can understand pure consciousness is pure existence. Isn't it? Therefore, say what now? That is that fact. Yes, yet sakshat karanat punaha bhava ambonidau punaravritti. Punaravrittihi avrittihi na bhavet. Or you can say, punaravrittihi bhava ambonidau na bhavet. Avrittihi, isn't it? Repeatedly coming into existence again and again and again, life of becoming does not happen in this ocean of samsara. As part of this ocean of samsara does not happen if you recognize this fact. This is the jnana phalam. Isn't it? The jnana phalam is revealed in the third line. Then, we have to say here, yat sakshat karanat. Now you have to understand, one more thing here, who is this Paramatma we have already seen? Paramatma is pure existence. And Paramatma pure existence is nothing but pure consciousness. You understand through the unfoldment of the Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. And that Paramatma, who is pure existence, who is manifest as the existence of every object here, that Paramatma is pure consciousness. When you understand, when you understand the fact that, then you, who's that one who teaches that, yaha bodhayati ashitan, that Paramatma, who is manifest as existence, who is nothing but pure consciousness alone, is what? The Dakshinamurtihi. Who is Dakshinamurti here? Dakshinamurtihi is none other than Paramatma, the pure existence, who is originally pure consciousness, who is manifest as the existence of the whole Jagat. Unto him my salutations. Okay, who is Parama? So, idam namaha. This salutation unto the Lord. Dakshinamurtihi. Who is this Dakshinamurtihi? Salutations unto the teacher. Who is none other than Dakshinamurtihi? Who this Dakshinamurti is none other than Paramatma, who is pure existence. Who is manifest as the existence which is pure knowledge? Whose manifestation is what? In the form of the existence of the whole Jagat. Who is Dakshinamurti now? Who is Dakshinamurti? Satchidanandam Brahma, isn't it? Pure existence which is pure consciousness. And where is Dakshinamurti? Is there in the manifest as the existence of the whole Jagat now. Isn't it? And unto him my salutations. Idam Namaha. And by recognizing the truth of this Dakshinamurti, isn't it? By recognizing, so this salute, this prostrations unto the Lord Dakshinamurti, who is manifest as the existence of the Jagat, who is pure existence and pure knowledge. Recognizing the truth of whom, one will become free from bondage of samsara. Recognizing the fact that Paramatma and Jivatma are one the same, one who recognizes this fact becomes free from this bondage of samsara. But if you know what Bhagavan is, now you have to say what now? Aham Paramatma. If you can say, then you recognize what? The fact. Isn't it? One who recognizes Paramatma as one's own Swarupam. And he becomes free from bondage of samsara. Is it clear? Okay. Yasivas puranam.
Yasivas puranam.
Sadatmakam.
Sadatmakam.
Asat kalpartagam bhasate.
Asat kalpartagam bhasate.
Sakshatattvamasiti vedavachasa.
Sakshatattvamasiti vedavachasa.
Sakshatattvamasiti vedavachasa.
Sakshatattvamasiti vedavachasa.
Yo bodhayatyashritan.
Yo bodhayatyashritan.
Yat sakshat karanad.
Yat sakshat karanad.
Bhavena.
Bhavena.
Punaravrittir bhavambho nidho.
Punaravrittir bhavambho nidho.
Tasmai Shri Guru Murtaye Namaidam.
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 Shri Dakshina Murtaye.
Shri
Dakshina Murtaye. Salutations unto the Lord Dakshinamurtihi, who is in the form of the teacher, who teaches through Tattvamasi Mahavakyam the oneness of the identity between Paramatma and Jivatma, and recognizing which fact one becomes free from the bondage of samsara. That's the meaning of the verse we have seen. I give break, come back.